Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Tony Uphoff. He's the CEO of ThomasNet. ThomasNet.com is the website, and I hope you check that out. Tony, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the transformation of digital world in the industrial sector of the economy, specifically sales and marketing segments. And we've been talking about how the age of the customer is hitting people right between the eyes, and some of them don't really know what to do about that. What are you recommending that your members, your users and members and stakeholders, how are you recommending they regain some relevance? There was a time when if you just showed up and did a good job, you were relevant. But that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it, Tony?
Boy, it sure is, Jim. And I think as you and I have touched on before the break, this happened real quickly. You know, we talked about it coming, and then all of a sudden it's here. And I think it, as I said before, it's caught some of these companies a little flat-footed. Here's what we recommend. First step is understand today's buying process for the market that you're in. In this case, we're talking about the industrial and manufacturing markets. What has changed? Well, the biggest thing that's changed is it's gone online. And 70% of that process is done online before the buyer engages with the sales rep. Okay, so what does that mean if you're a manufacturing company today? What it means is you need to find a way, and it's not impossible, right, through your website, through platforms like ThomasNet.com, to engage with that buyer as they're going through that 70%. So your brand awareness, your company awareness, their understanding of your value proposition is well understood. So when they get to that 70% stage, they have a short list of potential providers, you're on that list. So the tools are available today. The other thing that we say is, in addition to understanding today's industrial buying process, here's the big from to shift. And Jim, you nailed it, and you nailed it in your book, Age of the Customer. You have to sell today the way the buyer buys.
That's right.
Not the way you choose.
And your buyer doesn't look like that. Doesn't look like more and more of your buyers don't look like me. They look like your great nephew, maybe. You know, they're millennials. More and more of them are millennials, and they sure as heck don't. They have zero 20th century baggage when it comes to procurement.
Jim, 50% of our active registered users on ThomasNet.com are millennial buyers and managers.
Yeah.
And these are digital natives. Jim, think about this. They didn't grow up in a world that didn't have the internet.
My first experience with a millennial buyer in my work, he didn't want to communicate with me by phone, even by text. He wanted to communicate with me by Twitter. This was back before when Twitter was barely off the ground. He said, "Yeah, let's communicate by Twitter." Guess what? I had to learn how to do that.
Jim, we have examples of major multi-million dollar deals that customers of ours who advertise on ThomasNet.com have created, and I won't give away based on privacy here, with major companies, world name, big name, publicly traded companies. They've never actually met someone at the company. They've never actually spoken to somebody at the company on the phone.
Yep.
Everything was done digitally.
Mm-hmm. But you still have to be relevant to get to that level of trust, because what you just described is a giant, monumental level of trust, or they wouldn't be able to do it virtually. You've got to do some things that make you relevant, so relevant that they feel they can trust you.
You nail it when you say relevance, and I think relevance, meaning, you know, who are you? How can you possibly help my business? And also, do you have the right certifications? Do you have the right capabilities? And can you tell me that story in a way that I can relate to, so that when I do engage with you, I've got a working sense of it. You know, The idea of a cold call today is dead. There is no such thing as a cold
call.
Cold
calling is a fool's errand. Cold calling is a fool's errand. Cold calling is a fool's errand.
You got it. Yeah.
It never was. No, really, 40 years ago, cold calling was never a high percentage, but you could do it. Today, not only is cold calling not productive, it actually burns bridges. It's actually a negative relevance factor in your world.
Jim, it is, and I think that's the third piece. So understanding the buying process, sell the way the buyer buys. I think the other piece we recommend is we can help companies, and so can others, with the data so you can see where a buyer might in that process.
That's how you get ahead of them. That's how you get ahead of them before they get ahead of you. Hey, Tony, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Always good to be with you.
Tony Uphoff, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.